Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
.5 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. We've got rain. We will have rain tomorrow. We will have rain the day after that, and we will have rain the day after that. Some of it is as a result of Hurricane Helene, now a Category 3 hurricane. But it does look like it's going to be, for us anyway, mostly rain. Now, there are very, very strong winds further south. We'll keep you updated on all of that. I am absolutely amazed that this Susanna Gibson, who is only noteworthy because of her porno videos, is now trying to claim she's a victim of something. And if I understand it correctly, she's set up a nonprofit. Can you make donations to the nonprofit with the porno site's tokens, I wonder? No? Okay. Well, anyway, you know, our pal Mike Dickinson has been all over this case and has followed it from beginning to end. And we reached out to get him on today to talk a little bit about it. Mike, I appreciate you squeezing us in here, bud.
Anytime to tell the truth about Susanna Gibson. I mean, this lady is such a clown. She continues to play. I don't know if she's delusional or she's mentally ill. I think Susanna Gibson's mentally ill that she continues to play the victim in this.
Well, it's funny you started with that, because that's exactly what I wanted to ask you. Is she just bat crap crazy? Is she delusional? How do you do that? And remind everybody, just so we're all clear, remind everybody about this porno website that she was part of. What was it, and what was she doing, and how were they doing it?
So Susanna Gibson, as many people know, she was a Democrat running for House of Delegates in Henrico County. It was uncovered during her candidacy that she was performing sex shows online with her husband, with herself, talking about doing them with the pizza man if he came to the door, and soliciting money to do these shows. She's not a victim. So she wants you to believe that she was, it was a hacking, someone hacked her phone, the pictures were put out there without her consent, it's a spy camera, she's human trafficked, and that's all a load of BS. She signed up to go onto a website, she signed up to stream images and videos of herself and her husband doing all of these things, and then now she wants to be the victim. She made money off of this. I don't know how many tokens she made or how much money she made. She must have not been very good at it, because now trying to take it all back, but it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Once you put a picture of yourself on the internet that you've put on there consensually, which is what she did, it's out there forever. I'm sorry, Susanna. You made that choice. I hope it was worth the 10 tokens you got to be naked on the internet, because that image is going to last forever, Susanna. And no matter how much you cry about it, it's not going away.
And let's be honest, I'm not necessarily suggesting people go and look at it. She was a lot more than naked, Michael.
It was sex acts going on. She was talking about, filth, carnality. Yep. The people listening probably haven't seen that, but some people may have. I don't know. The ones that go to clubs might have. But she was very, very, very nasty. Very nasty.
Yeah. It was, you know, the way she's presenting it, and we all need to be clear on this, those of us that, that have actually followed the story, she's making it sound as if she and her husband, so deeply in love, were, you know, they were just so happy together, and they were talking about their kids, and they were cuddling and snuggling, and you know what happens after that, and why some terrible person came in and stole it out of our house, and it's not right, it's not fair. She was on, what was the name of the website again? Do you remember?
I don't remember. There was a couple of them, and there's a couple of videos that are out there that came from that. But
wasn't it Chatterbait? Wait a minute. I hate to say that I think I remember. Wasn't it Chatterbait?
Yeah.
Chatterbait.
Yes.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
And just so our audience out there knows, these are websites that, I mean, typically these are websites that that some women go on and perform, and they make money off. It's a career for them or a money-making option for them. And it's just mind-boggling that Susanna Gibson, a 40-year-old housewife nurse practitioner, thought that she could go on these websites and do these sex shows for what little amount of money she made and not have anybody know about it. It's just delusional. It's weird.
Wasn't there a question as well about whether the money was going to, and again, it comes through tokens. People buy tokens, and then they give the performers tokens, and I guess those tokens are then turned back into money by the performers. But wasn't there an allegation out there that she was taking these tokens for her political campaign?
There was, and there were some really small little self donations to her campaign during that time. Yeah. You know, typically she raised a lot of money, but then you see on her reports, you know, $113, you know, that she deposited into her, $50 that she deposited into her account. Mm-hmm. So it's very strange that if you've got, you know, a couple hundred thousand raised, why are you still giving yourself these little amounts of money? It raised a lot of questions. That was never answered either in this whole investigation that went down.
Yeah, that's one of the big questions. There was other stuff you were following, some problems with, like, paperwork, right? Wasn't it out in Louisa? There was something involving that, I thought, with Louisa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in Louisa, so her paperwork, her signatures didn't match, and they were notarized, and it says on the form that it's a felony. It says on the form that if you do any kind of manipulating the signature where you sign or the notary signs, it's a felony. And her signatures did not match up whatsoever. The Louisa Police Department looked into it, and they told me that they thought something was amiss, but they didn't think it was their purview. So they sent it to the Secretary of the Commonwealth, Kelly G., down there in Glenn Youngkin's office, and nothing has come of it. And it's just, you know, strange and mind-boggling to me that you hear Susanna Gibson talk, and she's, you know, oh, I want to make it easier for people who have been exploited to do this. Well, they need to make it easier. They need to make it easier to enforce election laws, because those signatures and those notary signatures clearly did not match. And the notary who signed it was the paralegal for John David Gibson, Susanna's husband. And she notarized, and the signature, Susanna Gibson's signatures did not match. And nothing's been done about that, and that is a felony.
Wow. All right, so there's that matter. And then I'm curious, and I want to remind everybody, Mike Dickinson is joining us. Mike is our resident citizen journalist doing stuff a little bit like Andy Ngo, in my opinion. Your stuff's getting picked up nationally, which I think is great. There's this whole thing now, she's playing the victim. Oh my gosh, we have to do something to protect people. Now most of us who are decent people, I would think, would like to protect innocent people, no doubt about that. If you're doing that and somebody steals it and is then exploiting you, of course, I think we all agree that it's wrong. But how does she set up a nonprofit and then get a Republican delegate in Carrie Coyner to sign on to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to bring this whole thing to the floor? I mean, I don't know. I'm just a little confused, Mike. I really am.
I don't think Carrie Coyner understands the reality of the situation, or she's just bought Susanna Gibson's boohoo lies because it's, you know, everybody out there, your devices and your pictures that you take personally should be safe. But if you go on Jerry Springer or if you go on Phil Donahue and you make, you know, if you make a fool of yourself and you're of age and you signed up and you've gotten the check and you've gotten paid, which is what Susanna Gibson did, I'm sorry, but that is what you chose to do. And it's living with the reality of your actions. I mean, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and Susanna Gibson's pictures that are going to live forever are the ones that are online, for whether she likes it or not.
Yeah, 1,000 words. Man, she is into the millions at this point with all of those pictures, I'll just tell you that. Mike, do me a favor. Remind everybody where they find you over on X, please.
Mike D4RVA. Mike D4RVA.
All right, I love it. Now, you and I are going to set aside a time. You're still going to get to do your reporting stuff for us next week, but I want us to set aside a time where we can analyze this Netflix series, Mr. McMahon. I've finished last night. I sat down and thought I would watch a couple of minutes. I watched 3 episodes, and not that I'm anxious for the show to conclude today, but once it concludes, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to go watch the other 3. You've seen it all, haven't you?
Yes, it is phenomenal. Yeah. I thought the history of the WWE, the history of Vince, the history of the store, I thought it was phenomenal. And I mean, there are a few bumps in there to Vince, but I thought that it was a very phenomenal series.
All right, so next week sometime, we're going to budget some time. We're just going to talk about that. How's that?
Sounds good to me. Looking forward to that.
All right, thank you, sir. Mike D for RVA over on X. Remember, follow Mike and follow Jeff Katz Show. All one word over on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. 515 Jeff Katz News Radio, WRVA. 521 Jeff Katz News Radio, WRVA. A Friday evening. We've got rain and more rain and lots of rain still to come. It's just going to be wet. What can I tell you? It is what it is. Last night, if you did not, you did not watch it, and I hope that you didn't, because you didn't have to. I watched it for you, and you will owe me forever, but it's okay. I mean, I'm not going to rub it in or anything. It was an embarrassment. It was an absolute embarrassment. And what is so puzzling, at least for me, maybe not for others, I don't understand how anyone can say and do what Kamala Harris did and not be absolutely mortified. This is what I do not understand. If you say something stupid, you're a human being. We've all been in a situation. We've said something, man, and you go, it didn't really come out the right way. Okay, so what do? You apologize. And you say, sorry about that, or made a mistake, or what have you. And then you move on. Kamala Harris continually says things that are so ludicrous. She's vapid. I hate to use that word because I know there are going to be people go, oh, you know, that's misogynistic. You would never call a man vapid. Yeah, actually, I would. I'm thinking of a couple of men right now that I would absolutely call vapid. And I believe our vice president is vapid. I've gotten to the point where I don't think there's any there. I just have yet to hear from her anything of consequence. Have you? I'm being very serious here. Have you heard her say anything of consequence that makes you think, oh, okay, she's got a handle on that issue? If you have, shoot me a note, would you? The Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always open and available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. She's asked about high prices, and she wants to tell you a tale about people in her neighborhood who like lawns. She is asked about national defense. Her eyes roll in opposite directions in her head. She's got all of the nervous tics, if you've noticed that, with her hands and her head. Sometimes when you are a public speaker, you engage in certain...
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Physical behaviors, right? If you are on a stage and you are providing whatever the speech is, whatever you're talking about, you are asking the audience questions. And you may very well raise your hand because you want everybody to raise their hand. Hey, has anybody here besides me ever been in a situation that blah, 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 blah? Go ahead, raise your hand. I want to see. Or you're making a point and you are, well, you sort of shake your head a little bit, you know, in an affirmative manner, up and down. Because you want people in the audience to get that sense that you are telling them, yes, you agree with this, don't you? And there are all sorts of tricks that you learn when you speak on a stage, just the way it is. She's employing those tricks, but she's employing them at all the wrong times. She is sitting inches away from this woman, Stephanie Ruhle, who is on her side, doing everything possible to provide softballs, and she still is at the plate whiffing. I personally would be embarrassed. I don't think she has any sense of shame It's appalling, and we'll talk more about it in a couple of moments. Tomorrow morning, my buddy John Reed will be here. I'm telling you, maybe today, tomorrow's the day he announces he's running for LG. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Five. There we go. Huh. Ah. Well, can I tell you? It is 5:35. It is Friday Eve. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Tomorrow morning, my friend John Reed will be here at 6 a.m. I want to make sure that you are here for that. I do have a few more pieces of our vice president that I want you to hear. Why? Because I think there are still people, maybe not the majority of folks who are part of this little get-together we have, but there's still people thinking to themselves, saying to themselves, well, I don't know which way I'm going to go. I don't know. I mean, you know, 10 years ago, Donald Trump sent something and I didn't like it. Or, you know, he had a mean tweet. Whatever. He had policies. Eric Trump was with us a little bit earlier. And if you didn't hear it, just go to newsradio.wrba.com and take a listen to it. And he said something that should sound very familiar to you. He said, when speaking of Kamala Harris and the gang, they are not serious people. Who was it that shared that phrase with you first? No, it wasn't even me. It was the television show Succession. I got it from there. There was one episode where the head of that family turns to his children because they all want to take over his company, and he's not sure that any one of them really should. And he says to them, you are not serious people. And that just stuck with me the last couple of years. And so I've shared that with you a number of times. As I look at some of this, I listen to some of this, I read some of this, I'm thinking, no, you are not serious people. You and I are in a stage of life, are we not, where we enjoy certain things, where we probably have children. Some of us have grandchildren. I don't, but I'm just saying some of us have grandchildren. We have, for the most part, worked our way to a certain status in life, a certain station, if you will. And we say, okay, despite what Barack Obama told us, I did make this. I did build this. I did create this. And despite what Kamala Harris says, I do pay my fair share. And I'm really sick and tired of being told by clowns, you're not doing enough. You're just not doing enough. You're not paying enough. I know what I have. And I know what was given to me. You know what was given to me? Bupkis. That's Yiddish for bupkis. Nothing. I didn't get nothing. My parents were not millionaires or billionaires. My dad was a federal civil servant for 42 years. My mom was a nurse. They worked every single day, and they worked hard. And they built themselves a little life, and they made sure that my brother and I studied hard in school, right? They didn't say, hey, look, you got a free ride to Harvard. We'll just stroke a check. They said, you know, if you want to make something yourself, you got to study because you don't have a large inheritance coming your way. Just not going to happen. So when somebody says to me, oh, well, you, I can stop you right there because nobody gave me anything. And as I pointed out to you in the last 4 years, you and I have taken a major pay cut. Unless you received a 19.7% pay increase, you have taken a pay cut as a result of inflation. Let me share with you some of the absurd things that this Kamala Harris said last night. Let's start at, what is it, Stephanie Ruhle was the, well, interviewer. Ugh, I can't even call it an interview, whatever it was. But Kamala Harris is trying to have every woman in America believe that Donald Trump is out to get them. Cut number 7, please.
I know I'm out of time, but then I just want to ask you a question from my gut.
Okay.
Because today we're talking about we're talking about the economy.
Yeah.
And people don't think often about reproductive rights being an economic issue, but it is. A woman's ability to plan her future, her education, her life today and in the last few days, Donald Trump keeps talking about it and how in overturning Roe v. Wade, he helped women. He protected women. He says they're miserable today. They're poorer today. They're more vulnerable today. He said he will be the protector of women if elected. Can you respond to that?
So Donald Trump is also the person who said women should be punished for exercising a decision that they rightly should be able to make about their own body and their future. So I think we would all agree that as a result of that perspective that he has about women, he also then chose three members of the United States Supreme Court who did as he intended, undid the protections of Roe v. Wade, and now, in state after state, you see laws being passed that do punish women.
Okay, so that's not even close to true. You know what? I don't even need to hear anymore. That's not even close to true, Madam Vice President. Not even close to true. Now you are just speaking out of your ear. You're just making crap up. Now, I understand that you are in favor of late-term abortions, right? Are you not on board with Ralph Northam and the other modern-day Democrats who are completely and totally in favor, it seems, of late-stage abortions, in some cases, after that poor baby is born? I mean, what can I tell you? You're cool with getting rid of the babies. I'm not. Don't folks have an obligation as they're voting to look at what is being said and say, well, but that's just not right. You're not saying what is true. Let me give you another little piece. How about cut number 10?
Politician Josh Riley sure got paid. Riley landed a cushy job as a corporate lawyer.
All right, that may not be cut number 10, but that's okay. How about cut number 11, where Kamala Harris tries to explain economics? She's talking about tariffs. Cut number 11.
Tariffs aren't unique to President Trump. President Biden has tariffs in place. He's actually looking to potentially implement more. Where do you come out on? Is there a good tariff, a bad tariff?
Well, part of it is you don't just throw around the idea of just tariffs across the board. And that's part of the problem with Donald Trump. I say this in all sincerity, he's just not very serious about how he thinks about some of these issues. And one must be serious and have a plan, any real plan that's not just about some talking point ending in an exclamation at a political rally, but actually putting the thought into what will be the return on the investment, what will be the economic impact on everyday people.
Okay, so explain it to me. He's not a serious person, but you are. You, who continually spouts garbage, you're just spewing nonsense non-stop. You've memorized a couple of phrases. Did you get the one where she uses the word holistic three times in 17 seconds? Somebody must have been part of a subject group. There was a study group. There was a poll. Holistic. Holistic is the way to go. Let's use the word holistic. It's like Groucho Marx back in the day, where a duck dropped out of the sky with a magic word, saying the magic word, win $50. She's like Groucho Marx. The magic word is holistic. So she says it three times in 17 seconds. It's not appropriate any time except, I would guess, the first time, but doesn't matter. Because she is quite literally just throwing words together, spewing them out. Sometimes they sort of kind of can be connected, and other times it doesn't make any sense at all. But it doesn't matter because she's not called out on it. Tim Walz, her running mate, who is another, he's a buffoon. I think I'm being charitable and generous when I describe him as a buffoon, but he's a buffoon. Take a listen to cut number 13.
We can't afford four more years of this. We can't afford four more years of this.
We can't afford four more years of this.
Well, actually, now maybe I need to recalibrate because he's absolutely correct. We can't afford four more years of what we've had. Not a chance on God's green earth. This nation that we have will well, go to the dustbin of history, I guess. And my kids are not going to have any sort of a life? No. No, I'm sorry. I'm just not on board with that. All right, I want you to hang tight because in just a moment, Kamala Harris is going to explain taxes to us. I know, Jeff, it's not happy hour yet, but you'll need to hear this so that you can understand what's going to happen next. And then Kamala Harris will take a moment and help us all understand theology as well. It's amazing what she is capable of. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Taking a look at the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, the Ukrainian president did more campaigning with Kamala Harris today. He's not meeting with Donald Trump at all. The Ukrainian president is a fool to be seen as campaigning for Democrats. Even Jim Gilmore wasn't happy with it this morning. Wow. Well, you know it's got to be bad because Jim Gilmore seems to want all of us to get a second job so that we can send more money to Ukraine, right? I'm paraphrasing, but I think that's his policy now. It's just, it's absurdity. But yeah, this Zelensky is over here campaigning with Kamala Harris. What gives? What gives? All right, she's going to explain economics. She's going to explain it now. Taxes, are you ready? Cut number 12.
Expanding that child tax credit, or you mentioned housing before, giving that extra money for a first home. If you can't raise corporate taxes, or if GOP takes control of the Senate, where do you get the money to do that? Do you still go forward with those plans and borrow?
Well, but we're going to have to raise corporate taxes, and we're going to have to raise, we're going to have to make sure that the biggest corporations and billionaires pay their fair share. That's just it. It's about paying their fair share. I am not mad at anyone for achieving success, but everyone should pay their fair share. And it is not right that the teachers and the firefighters that I meet every day across our country are paying a higher tax than the richest people in our country.
Bill Gates just said it this week. If he was in charge of taxes, he would have paid more. But how do you find that line to make sure corporations are paying their fair share, but they're not leaving our country?
Well, listen, I work with a lot of CEOs. I have spent a lot of time with CEOs, and I'm going to tell you that the business leaders who are actually part of the engine of America's economy agree that people should pay their fair share. They also agree that when we look at a plan such as mine that is about investing in the middle class, investing in new industries, investing in bringing down costs, invest in entrepreneurs like small businesses, that the overall economy is stronger and everyone benefits.
Okay. So I got it. Everybody has to pay their fair share. Uh-huh. And then, you know, after that, Stephanie Ruhle said, so you, you're not going to be able to raise taxes. Oh, we have to raise taxes. And then she launched into her ridiculous, nonsensical, irrational spiel about everybody pays their fair share. You notice what was missing there? Details. None. Not a single solitary fact. Nothing there. Vapid. Now, lest we forget, she is... she's a very religious person, is she not? I don't know what religion it is, but I'm sure she's very religious because... Well, I mean, take a listen to cut 14.
You know, there's a time for patience, and there's a time for impatience. That's not in Ecclesiastics, but just went off script for a minute, Mayor.
Vapid. Good luck finding Ecclesiastics in your Bible. I mean, I don't care which part you're in, the old part, the new part, the upside down part. You're not going to find Ecclesiastics there. Now, I am willing to cut people some slack because, as you know, I'm not an apologetics guy. I'm not. My friend, Dr. Michael Brown, he's an apologetics guy. He can quote inside out and upside down. And by the way, Germ, did you know he has another new book coming out? Yeah, we got to get him back on. I get finished reading one of his books. He's already written another book. But you're not going to find Ecclesiastics in any of your religious texts, because it doesn't exist. She makes stuff up. She says things that don't mean anything. There's nothing of substance in anything. And as Eric Trump pointed out an hour or so ago, she's not a serious person. She just isn't. Okay, a couple of things that I want you to do. Tomorrow is the final Friday of the month. Did you realize that? Yeah, we will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor tomorrow. We have somebody who's going to blow your socks off. I was so impressed with this honoree, man. She is amazing. Tune in for that. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6 for my friend John Reed. Beware the weather. Drive carefully. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.